You are tuned in to 89.1 KHOL. This is Brennan here with you. And I am joined by Dancers Workshop's Kate Kosher. She's the adult program coordinator over at Dancers Workshop, as well as a dance instructor there. Kate, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Most locals aren't quite aware that Dancers Workshop, though they know they teach children's classes, a lot of people don't realize that there's a long list of adult classes. What are some of those adult classes?
Well, we have everything from Pilates, mat, and Zumba fitness to tango, ballet, salsa, bachata. We also offer melt and contemporary, booty bar, ballet workout.
What's melt?
Melt is a self-care technique using small balls and rollers, like a self-massage. So it's like a foam roller class that addresses connective tissue and helps restore and hydrate fascia.
And I know Luke Zinder teaches a hip-hop class too.
Yes, and hip-hop. I forgot to mention that. Yes.
Let's talk about some of these teachers. You're a teacher, obviously, like we mentioned, but how long have they been practicing dance?
Well, our instructors, a lot of our instructors have been dancers since they were young. Michaela Ellingson has actually been through our program at Dancers Workshop as an alumni and as back teaching. Luke Zender is also a local and has been dancing a really long time. JC, who teaches our Zumba classes, he's our primary Zumba teacher. He got kind of a later start with dance, but he is rocking it. Olga, who, you know, grew up in Russia and was part of a circus group. Steven, who's in charge of the salsa and bachata classes, has a passion for it. Rachel, who teaches the ballet classes, again, has been, moving and dancing her whole life.
That's quite some time.
Yeah.
Certainly.
Yeah. So I'd like to say, you know, a lot of us at Dancers Workshop have been moving our entire lives and studying the body our entire lives. And no matter what we teach, we're coming from a perspective of, you know, an anatomical approach of what is safe, what's efficient. And I like to think that we encourage our students to move mindfully with awareness.
Yeah, and people tend to seek out workout classes to strengthen their bodies and get a nice cardio workout in. Does this happen when you go to dance class?
Yeah, you know, some more than others. I think it depends on what the instructor is after. I think something more like hip hop is definitely going to be more of a workout type, you know, that feeling of, you know, breaking a sweat and moving. You know, kind of like Zumba is, but classes, you know, melt, for example, is very restorative and quiet, and really there's no contraindications. Anyone can do it, even if they're injured. You know, something like open level ballet, we call it open level because we don't want to restrict anyone from coming in to try it. But I would say that's more of an intermediate level. You know, we assume people have had a foundation. And so people coming in who really truly want a beginning class, a workshop format is more appropriate, you know, for that. So aside from our ongoing classes that we just kind of listed, we also have special workshops. And those are usually 3 to 4 weeks long, where, again, like an intro ballet would truly be starting from, you know, first position.
If you're just tuning in, I am here with Kate Kosherick, who is the adult program coordinator over at Dancers Workshop. And we are discussing some of the adult programming that Dancers Workshop offers. Yeah, and what are the classes like mentally? Like, I, for one, I think I'd be intimidated to go to
sure.
one of these classes.
And you're not the only one, I think, in Jackson who feels that way. So, you know, we really try to provide an environment that is safe for people to try something new. I like to think a lot of our teachers also have a sense of humor, which I think helps. And, you know, the most important thing is we're just getting people to move mindfully. And so, you know, I always like to tell people, even if you don't do class perfectly, at least you're hopefully taking away something new or something that you can apply then, yeah, to maybe your other fitness class, you know, or out on the mountain skiing or climbing or whatever it is.
So what are these how do you go about going to these classes? Are there drop-ins available or do you sign up for a block of them?
Yeah. So like I said, the workshops, we really encourage pre-registration. And that can all be done online. You just go to our website, dwjh.org. Otherwise, you know, all of our ongoing classes are drop-in friendly. We do, you know, try to encourage pre-registration. It just makes it easier for everyone because you can do it, you know, either from your phone with the MindBody app or online. But, you know, we've had a lot of people people just drop in and want to try something. And it's amazing how much just that environment, again, of just like, come, drop in, try it. People, you know, the hardest part is getting people in the door. So once they come to one class, then I think they realize, oh, this is actually something I can do.
Do you ever have any parents go to adult classes while their children are in lessons at Dancers Workshop?
That's a good question. I wish that we could coordinate our schedule a little better. You know, I find parents are so busy nowadays with, they usually drop a kid off and then get another kid somewhere else at soccer or whatever. And so unfortunately that hasn't worked so well for us, but I do try to, you know, snag parents in the hallway and say, hey, you should come try this, you know? So I think, you know, hopefully parents watch their kids move in this way and get inspired. And I, you know, dance isn't just for kids.
Yeah, I talked to Carrie Kirkpatrick a few weeks ago, and she didn't start taking dance lessons until she was in her, I think, late 30s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So again, that's a great example of, and she's a fantastic mover. And I think especially in a town like Jackson, where there's so many athletes and just innate movers, people really connected to their bodies, dance is just another way to explore more three-dimensional movement.
Just one last thing is, what would you say is like the overall vibe of the Dancers Workshop adult classes?
I think, you know, I like to say we create a supportive environment. I think it's non-competitive, creative. We try to find, you know, balance and flow and fun energy, but also take movement very seriously. So I like to think that all of our instructors pay close attention to detail and how people are doing things and aren't afraid to correct people.
And is there any incentive? I know a lot of workout places will have, you know, a deal for your first class. Is there anything like that with Three Dancers Workshop to just try it out?
We have a 2-week unlimited pass. So if you're brand new to Dancers Workshop, it's 2 weeks, and a lot of people will come and just sample, you know, a bunch of classes and kind of see what works with their schedule and what instructors and classes they connect to. So that's a great way to just sample everything we do.
Great. Well, Kate, thanks for coming in. You can find the schedule of the classes available on dwjh.org.
Yes.
Great. Well, thanks so much.
Thanks, Brennan.